You know, do you know what impresses God? Does anybody ever think about that? Yeah, what impresses God? What can we do to impress God? Yeah, there you go. I want to share with you, and we're doing a little bit of the parables in Luke 18. The New Living Translation talks about the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector in Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. Here's God's Word, New Living Translation. And then Jesus told this story to some who had great self-confidence and scorned everyone else. He said, two men went to the temple or went to church to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a dishonest tax collector. Now the tax collectors back in that day worked for the Romans. They were Jewish, but they worked for the Romans. They had a contract to collect taxes and they could charge anything that they want. But the contract with the Romans, they said, you need to send us this much and everything you get over, that is yours to keep. So they were termed as dishonest tax collectors. But the proud Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. I thank you, God, that I am not a sinner like everyone else, especially like that tax collector over there. For I never cheat, I don't sin, I don't commit adultery, I fast twice a week, and I give you one-tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even to lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow. Oh, merciful God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you that this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For the proud will be humble, but the humble will be honored. May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.